Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good buddy Sam Norwood being back on the show. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 11 years already. He's one of the greatest financial management minds that I've ever known. He earned his bones over the years working for major corporations, including the Fuqua Industries, and he's forgotten more about how to run a business, especially the financial part of a business, than most of us will ever know. And he's been a great resource for us all these years. He's our good friend Sam Norwood. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's sure great to be back. Thank you, Jim.
Good to have you back, and we're looking forward to this book that you're working on.
I'm adding chapters every day, and every week, so it's really exciting for me. It's a project to share accumulated knowledge on a practical basis for people who are entrepreneurs, owners of businesses, top management people in mainly privately owned businesses, to help mm-hmm. them understand finance and keep their capital in order.
And we're the happy beneficiaries, folks, of his serialization of his book with us on our show. And Sam, we're grateful for that. So one of the things that you and I know, and that we've talked about on the show before, is that unlike big businesses who have a myriad of capital acquisition options, they're just inventing new variations on several themes all the time on how to capitalize a business. Small businesses out here on Main Street basically have three sources of capital. Yeah. Our own investment or investment from somebody else, investment equity, retained earnings, which are the most powerful because customers paid for that, and the third one is debt. And for a small business, debt is a blessing that can become a curse, isn't it?
Well, it is. Leverage cuts both ways. It can be wonderful if you manage it well. It's like almost anything that managed well, it's a great blessing. Managed poorly, it can be a real problem.
I've been cut by both sides of that sword.
Yep, and some people just avoid it, like, oh my gosh, almost like a religion. Oh, don't tie me to that. And my experience with that is that the reason is not so much because it is so expensive. It's not. It's the cheapest source of capital you can get.
That's right, especially today.
But it's the covenants. You know, it's somebody looking over your shoulder, and they're asking the probing questions. And if you get into trouble, there's a tendency for bankers to take away the umbrella when it starts to rain.
Sometimes, some of these personal financial experts that you hear around, they try to apply the same medicine to individuals. They try to apply the same medicine to businesses.
Yeah.
You know, I don't disagree with the personal financial experts who say don't borrow money, stay out of debt, blah blah blah. I don't disagree with that for the individual, except maybe for a home mortgage or something like that. I don't think most of them don't recommend that you not take out a home mortgage. But then when they try to apply that same austerity, that same kind of thinking to a small business that's trying to grow, I think they do them a disservice. What do you think?
I think so. Now, if you are the only owner of your business, if it's a sole proprietorship and you don't want to borrow, that's one thing. But if you have other investors with you, whether it's family or friends or people that you don't know so well, but investors, whether they're angels or venture capital people, their primary interest is in enhancing the value of their investment. Mm-hmm. And they will put pressure on the chief entrepreneur, the CEO, to use debt prudently, but to use it because it makes their investment more valuable by borrowing cheap, you know, by using cheaper capital. It enhances their the value of their business.
Well, it also is a device to get those investors out in the future, build up the financial strength of the company, and then borrow the money to get them out at a higher rate than what they came in at. But for small businesses, regardless of whether you're a sole proprietor, or you own your company 100%, your corporation 100%, or whatever, my recommendation, Sam, is that debt is preferred over investment.
It is
outside investment. Hold on to that thought. I'm gonna let you take that on after these messages. Right back with Sam Norwood after these messages. We're gonna talk about whether debt, which is best for you, debt or equity. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.